Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of only four community colleges in the entire world to receive the Apple Distinguished School, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. By the way, we're one of only eight higher ed institutions in the world to receive that honor as well. The campus is buzzing this week, and why not? Monday, we started face-to-face classes. Our hybrid classes, which is a combination of face-to-face and online classes, are also underway. Full virtual classes, they don't begin until August 24th, so you've got plenty of time to register for fall classes for our online classes, which, by the way, number one in Mississippi among all higher ed institutions. That's universities, colleges, and community colleges. Number two overall community college in the entire country when it comes to online education. Just go to our website, nemcc.edu, and apply today. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, as he continues his weekly messages during this pandemic. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Well, again, thank you so much, Will, for the opportunity to kind of catch everybody up on the ongoings at Northeast and things that are happening. And it's happening pretty quickly. School has started this week, and we're excited about the face-to-face classes that we are having. I'm sitting here now, and I'm looking out over the campus, and I see students lined up to pick up their iPads. We had a large group of students to pick them up Monday, and we've got a group picking up iPads today, and we'll have another group tomorrow. Hopefully those will all get distributed, and students will begin to use those, which has our textbooks and also Canvas, which is our communication system and delivery system that we have with our faculty. So far, everything is going well. Things that we anticipated and expected to happen has happened. We are experiencing some students that are showing symptoms of the COVID, which we knew that was going to happen. And we're following all of the CDC guidelines as far as quarantining those students and making sure that they get well and get back into class. I want everybody to understand, too, that if there is a student that exhibits symptoms or even tests positive in a situation with COVID, that student and that class that they've been in contact with will immediately be quarantined for 2 weeks. Most of the time, those students will go home because most of our students are commuters, but instruction will continue. We will go online with those students for a period of 14 days, and then they will be back and face-to-face, assuming there are no symptoms and no one is sick. So let me reassure everyone that it is a safe situation. You know, a lot of times we have media and social media and things like that thrive on bad news and like to be the carrier of bad news and things like that. Sometimes they cause a disruption in instruction in the classroom and those type of things. But we're happy to report that everything is going well. We're dealing with situations as they arise. And that's one thing about this. You know, we can keep putting things off and putting things off, but eventually we've got to come out and we've got to learn to navigate through this pandemic and this disease, and we've got to learn to navigate through it safely. And the only way to do that is to move forward with our everyday life and with activities and jobs and things like that and learn to navigate through it and also get the job done and get classes to go on and work to go on too. So we're moving forward with this 2020 fall semester. We're in the first week of classes and we're excited about everything that's going on. I do want to reassure everyone that everything is in place as far as the protocols and the CDC guidelines and that type of thing for all of our students and all of our employees too. Do want to remind everyone that Burgess Activities Center, our fitness center, is back up and running. It opens up at 4 a.m. Each morning, and want to invite people that hasn't been by to come by and to use the facility. It is cleaned regularly and it is safe for their use. So we want to encourage them to do that. I do want to remind everyone about activities going on here in campus. Currently, a football season is scheduled to begin October 1st. So we're excited about that. Our band came in yesterday at their first meeting, and they're practicing. And they're also practicing the distancing aspect of it. And they looked great yesterday. Went down and visited with them on the football field as they're getting everything ready to go to begin practice there. So we're trying to create as much normalcy as we possibly can, but at the same time remain safe and making sure everyone is safe. So I guess in saying all that, today's kind of a short issue, but we're moving forward with this fall semester and we're excited about it. And if anyone has any questions about anything, please reach out to our office as we move forward. I do want to say a word of thanks to our administrative staff, our cabinet, Dr. Barragona, Mr. Ray Scott, for the work they've done, and then everybody else. I mean, everybody has just pitched in and gone above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that everything is going the way that it should and meeting all the guidelines and making sure our students and employees are safe. So, again, thank you to all of our employees. You've done a tremendous job. We've still got a lot of work to do moving forward, so we'll continue to put forth our best effort. And in saying all that, I want to thank you. And as always, again, go Tigers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ford. And of course, as always, go Tigers. Really appreciate your time and all the information that you pack in each week here on Tiger Talk. Hey, before we wrap this one up, of course, listening to our weekly podcast is one way you can stay up to date with what's happening here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, but also follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We will keep you abreast on what's going on here at one of the premier community colleges, not only in Mississippi, not only in the South, but in the entire country. That's Northeast Mississippi Community College. Before we go, I want to thank Michael Miller for all he does each week to get us on the air. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.